Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ruled forward progress on the play for a first down. New York had challenged the play. I explained to them that since we ruled forward progress, there was no challenge on the play. It will be first down, Philadelphia.
How do you rule forward progress and the whistle hadn't even blown?
Listen, it's the tush push. The play is all about not blowing the whistle on forward progress.
They did not blow the whistle on the forward progress. The quarterback reached the ball out and the play wasn't stopped.
The league has a problem. This tush push thing, this is ridiculous.
The league has a problem.
They have a sliding scale on how they officiate the tush push.
And Brian Dable threw his flag down again. There's no way you can call for it. The whistle didn't blow.
Yeah, I like his defiance, though.
Yeah, tough scene for the Giants radio network there as they're going through the tush push, which was looked like a fumble, but then it wasn't because forward progress had
been
stopped.
Was a fumble.
It obviously was a fumble. Yeah, we got away with one there. We got away with one.
Hurts got to stop doing that.
Yeah, so he almost acted as if it was the goal line, right? Like, you know, you break the plane. It's
not the first time he's done that.
No, he does it. I agree with you. Hugh, that was a play we got away with yesterday because if they didn't rule forward progress was stopped, and typically on the tush push, they don't rule it that quickly. They let the play kind of express itself, and then wherever he lands, he lands. They called that early, and if they didn't call it early, Hugh, that's obviously a fumble.
Yeah, it looked like one, man, and that's why the Giants are livid. But you can't be so livid that you lose your cool and do stupid stuff like that and lose your time.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Especially when they told Brian Daboll that
you can't challenge it.
And then he threw the flag. He acted like a toddler on the sideline yesterday. They tell you you can't challenge and you throw the flag anyway. And if you throw the flag, they have to charge you the timeout. I mean, that's a coach that clearly knows his days are numbered there with that franchise. So he's acting out on the sidelines. And then Kayvon Thibodeau, Giants defensive end, clearly not happy after the game. Let's add this to the – is he an enemy of the tush push? It certainly sounds like. Let's hear Thibodeau.
I don't know. That's some bullshit, man. Honestly, when it comes to that play and what happened, I feel like, you know, the refs, they got a kind of a hard job because they don't know when to stop it, you know. And I think it's tough on defense, obviously, because it's like you stop the first surge, the refs don't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it. Now, all of a sudden, it's, you know, whatever you said, forward progress.
Forward progress, though.
At the end of the day, you just got to keep playing, man. Happens. Try to keep giving it your best and live with the results.
What was their explanation to you, at least? Did you ask? And
he said they called the forward progress before he reached the ball out. So sounds like some bullshit to me. But
you didn't hear a whistle, right?
That's the hard part about the tush push. Yeah, sorry. I mean, that was a great call by the ref.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera,
and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so Brian Burns chiming in there. He's like, buddy, you're going to get fined for this. So he pulls the whole thing back. Look, it looked like a fumble. It was a weirdly officiated game the whole time, right? There was the inadvertent whistle on the Jake Elliott missed field goal.
What was that,
I don't know.
I mean, they were like, we don't know where it came from. Couldn't they just, like, there's cameras everywhere. Couldn't they see a ref put a whistle up to his face and blow it if that was the case?
Also,
like,
don't you think one of the refs would own up to it? Like, me, guys. I'm sorry. There's only so many officials out there.
Yeah.
Unless a fan snuck a whistle in and was using it. I don't know how that would work. They don't have microphones on them. It can't be that loud.
It was weird.
Well, you knew it was real, too, the way Elliott reacted. Like, he heard a whistle. I mean, he acted like, what was that? And it threw off the whole thing. And then there was the interference, non-interference, the offensive pass interference on the Giants. I mean, that was a, I don't know, it could have went either way. The game was over at that point. That didn't really affect the game. The fumble, non-fumble by Hurts, and that weird play on Elliott, it just was an oddly officiated game yesterday on both sides. 215-592-9494. Damon, Delco, what's up, Damon?
Yo, I'm here.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
I'm going to get that off speaker, man.
That'd be great.
Why are we on speaker?
Oh. Sure. I really should put all that.
I got to off it.
What's up, man?
Damon, what's up?
Hey, listen. I think we good, fellas. What's up with y'all, man? Hugh?
How you doing today, man?
Joe Giglio.
What's up, Damon? How you feeling today? We back?
Hey, we back, fellas. We back. It's a great day. A great, great day. A great Monday, man. I was so happy to see my boys. Remember I called on Friday, right? And I told y'all about Goddard and Dotson and Smith. Man, they had a hell of a day. They had a heck of a day, man.
They had a great day. And you know what? I love that when Dotson's not a guy that gets a lot of targets, but he's always ready, Damon. When they throw him one, like in the Super Bowl or yesterday for the big one, he's ready when the ball comes to him.
Always ready. That's my guy right there. And I try to. And then your boy AJ, man. Listen, with him, y'all, he just got to fall in line, man. It's like Embiid got to fall in line. AJ got to fall in line because without him, we still look good, but we definitely need him. And our schedule, brothers, we had a tougher schedule, but I don't believe nobody on our schedule that's left to really can beat us. I ain't scared of nobody. We the champs. I ain't scared of them at all, Hugh. And the last thing I want to leave y'all with, and y'all can go ahead and take me out of here, is my boy Jalen is way underappreciated, and he's the best QB ever the Eagles have, and he keeps getting better and better every year. Love y'all, man.
Damon,
too,
we appreciate it. So a couple things to unpack from the end of Damon's call. One,
Damon just gave, he told us, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Y'all
yeah, like
shut
a
up.
Pure insanity.
So
he
I
said, shut up, y'all.
That pregnant pause before ever the Eagles have had.
Yes.
That struck me because I thought he was saying Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback of all time in the NFL. That's off of a call we got last week. Remember, top four in the last 40 years?
Yeah.
But Jalen, as far as Jalen being the best Eagles quarterback ever? Yeah. Sure. That's he's stacking those the evidence of that every single game, every single year. Jalen is clearly a top the
what
Eagles
What about being
list.
Undefeated the rest of the way?
I'm not ready to sign off on that. Yeah, this look, I think the Eagles are back. It is fair to note the last three games are Giants, Vikings, Giants, right?
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I mean,
as we get through this thing, it's going to get real.
You know when we're going to know if they're back like last year back after the Packers and Lions game. Right? If they win both of those games and they win them like in a convincing fashion or something close to it. Yeah, I mean, they will be the best team in the NFL through the 10 games without question. If they get to 8-2 with wins over the Packers in Green Bay and the Lions here on a short week, that is like, whoa, that's last year kind of stuff. And it is similar time of the year. Remember last November they got into it and it was Commanders, it was Rams, it was Ravens. Like that was the time to take off, and they did. Bruce in D.C. is up on WIP. Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this glorious Monday?
Bruce, we're doing great. After it's a victory Monday and a messy Monday, according to Hugh Douglas.
Messy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna jump in on that energy. And you guys talked about Bryce mm-hmm. a little bit, and I'm just getting annoyed about that. I just want to be focused on the Eagles. The Bryce thing, it is what it is. You know, we'll work that out. I mean, it was just a glorious weekend over the weekend. Look, I was up in Philly in the casino on Saturday when I watched the Sixers pull out that game against a tough Charlotte team.
With Grimes, you know, with the game-winning shot? What a night.
Yes. And then, I mean, in the Flyers, the Flyers won earlier that uh-huh. day. And then just watch that game on Sunday. Look, I took the social media, and I said one particular thing. A lot of people love that. I said that order is being restored to our internal chaos. That's basically what we witnessed on Sunday. I mean, the running game is back, and man, Tank. I tell you, I watched a couple of those moves on that run he did on that second. That's when the game was over. When he ran that 30-plus yard on a second and 31, and he did two cutback moves. He is a natural at that. I think we have a legitimate 1-2 punch, and I want to see that more going forward when we come out of here.
Yeah, look, he has more burst than I thought he did. I mean, I saw him a little bit in Jacksonville, but like I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a second and whatever, 26, 28, whatever it was, go for a first down on a run. I mean, that was wild.
Right. No, and he showed, and he did it again. I mean, he's got a cutback move with burst that even, I don't know, it looks even, it's on par with Barkley, maybe even a little better. I was very impressed, so hopefully they'll see that, and we're going to come out with guns blazing on that. And Jalen did what he had to do. And I'm going to tell you this thing. You know what? Let me just say one more thing. I'm telling you, I'm just so annoyed about A.J. Brown and his bull crap, you know, that tweet that he put out while he's been injured. This guy is a me person. He's not buying. He's clashing with the team dynamic. And I don't believe he's going to be traded. I think just because of the cap hit, unless the team says, oh, we're going to give you a cash incentive on top of maybe asking for a number one pick, which is going to be ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what? We're just going to weather the storm with him. Even if he wins another Super Bowl, I want him out of there because we can win. Look, we can move on without him, and he's clashing with the energy. He's not with this team thing. It's all about AJ.
I thought you weren't going to get messy.
Well, he got fully messy. Bruce, I agree with you. Good phone call. I think there's an expiration date on the AJ thing. Now, the question is it next Tuesday or is it in the offseason? I don't think he's going to be on the team next year. I don't think the 2026 Eagles will have AJ Brown. I think this is a divorce we're headed for. And, Hugh, I think we all hope, and I bet the Eagles hope, can we just patch this thing together for what, just the rest of the season and try to win another Super Bowl, and then maybe everyone goes their separate ways in the offseason.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. It feels like, you know, we're at an impasse with this, and you're just trying to make sure, you're just trying to keep it together as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, and I also think if he was producing the way he did a few years ago, maybe they would force it even longer, but he hasn't. I mean, this season, and even last year, his production isn't what it was a few years ago. So it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze? All the nonsense, he's not quite, in terms of numbers, in terms of productivity, what it was a few years ago. We'll see. I just put it this way in my mind. If he wants to be here, he will be here next Tuesday when the trade deadline passes. If he doesn't, I think if you're tired of hearing A.J. Brown trade rumors, buckle up the next week, because I imagine there's going to be quite a few out there that this team called the Eagles, that team called the Eagles. And everything I heard this weekend was not the Eagles will hang up the phone. What was that thing a couple years ago? Remember Brian Windhorst when it was about Tyrese Maxey?
Mm-hmm.
He had that line, like, "If it don't lose our number, like we won't listen to Tyrese Maxey trade." Like, teams can put out trade stuff if they want to. They could say, "We won't trade this player." John Middleton once famously said he wouldn't trade Zach Wheeler for Babe Ruth. Like, if a team wants to stop trade rumors, they stop it. This guy is untouchable. They haven't done that with the A.J. Brown thing, which means they're going to listen over the next week, and we'll see where it goes. Let's go to Dave in Glassboro talking about the Bryce Harper thing. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Might beat up some metaphors here, but
go for it.
You're talking about toddlers and the bull. I'm going to speak about another toddler, and that's Bryce Harper. Now, don't get me wrong. Guy's been everything he's been advertised. Great player, but he's not a team leader. He's a diva. And you only tolerate the divas when they're hitting the high notes. Nobody's going to mess around with Mariah Carey if she can't sing like that anymore. So now you got this diva acting like a diva in the clubhouse, but he's not delivering anymore. And that's going to be a problem for the Phillies in the clubhouse because everyone's going to be looking at him like he's batting 250. He's doing the same thing I am, but he gets to be pretty much the GM at a franchise. That's not going to be good for the Phillies moving forward. That said, I think he was right here. They're going to do something for him to make him feel good because he's the face of the franchise. Even though that's been staged from the beginning, all that, he's done and said the right things because he did his research, but he's not a team leader. He's going to be a drag on this franchise if they don't do something to move him or recognize the level he's on.
But well, Dave, I get what you're saying. And look, Hugh could end up being right here. And Dave, good phone call, man. If he is right, I'm going to scream, though. Like, there is no justification for the Phillies to give Bryce Harper more money. Well, those quotes to The Athletic this week, he talked about how he signed up for 13 years.
Yes.
Because he committed.
Yes, and he was like, he took a no trade clause.
It's a two-way street, though. When you sign up for 13 years and you put no opt-outs, you can't renegotiate. That's why Scott Boras encouraged him, hey, Bryce, put some opt-outs in so then we can renegotiate and we get more money. He said no. So he gave up his right to renegotiate for more money. He didn't get any more money.
Yeah, and that's why he feels the way he feels.
Well, that's his problem.
Well, technically is the Phillies' problem because they allowed him to do this. They enabled this behavior with everything that they've done up until this point. He, like, in the world of pettydom, he's well within his rights to feel the way
and
that
you
he
are
feels.
King Petty.
Yeah, he's well within his rights. Because,
pettydom?
Yeah, in the world of pettydom.
What was the first segment, the word you came up with today?
Syncopity.
Sure.
Something like that. But anyway, he's right because everything that you've done up until this point has put Bryce Harper in a position where he feels like he's untouchable. You know, and I'll even go back so far as when they were talking about Topper and they asked him, you know, out of all the times that they ask you your opinion about something, this is the one time you don't have nothing to say?
Ask Dombrowski.
He was like, oh, that's above my pay grade. But you had a whole lot to say when they were talking about Ranger. Oh, he looks good. He looks like, hey, he ain't looked like that in a while. You know, yeah, like that's what I'm talking about. So now for him to go out there and take out a whole front page in the paper, I like hyperbole.
I know.
I'm being messy.
It's all online, but I do like the idea of a front page.
I'm being messy on the money.
It's good.
And for you to sit there and invoke how much you've sacrificed. How about you have some sack flies in the postseason? How about you hit some home runs?
You're feeling yourself way too much.
I am. I'm on the road this morning.
It's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But no, it's just funny. I just find it hilarious that he knows that this can play out for him to his benefit in the court of public opinion.
What do you think the reaction would be if the Phillies gave Bryce Harper a contract extension right after the team president said, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again?
I almost guarantee you that there would be at least 15 people calling and said he deserved it for everything that he went through.
Yeah, I'm going to vomit if that happens, all right? Slick Rick in West Philly up. What's up, Slick Rick?
Fellas.
What's Slick up, Rick?
Yelling, cause he's definitely on the road this morning, man. Excellent show, as always.
Well, thank you, sir.
Pardon me. Basically, long story short, I'm going to go to AJ first.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Brown Ego, I'm going to call him. Got a new last name, Brown Ego. He got to fall back a little bit. Because the fact remains is he got his money, and it's a team effort. Like, Hugh, you know this. It's not about one dude. It's like when they snap the ball, it's like everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're winning. They're successful. He has to fall back, man, because they look real good without him. I tell you that. You need to look at that game tape from yesterday and see that he wasn't out there, and they looked the best that they've looked in an extended period of time.
By far, yeah, Slick Rick. I mean, they did everything well yesterday. Yep.
So it's not like they look bad, and it's like, oh, see, I wasn't out there. Nah, you weren't out there, dog. And they were balling. Okay? You were not necessary yesterday, obviously. But going back to Bryce, listen, I'm just going to put it all out there. I got a Bryce Harper jersey before he signed his contract. So when I make this statement and the solution to the whole thing, and it's not because of the statements. It has nothing to do with the statements. Because if you look back on the contract when it was signed then and then what it is now, it's just a compromise. Only fair. Solomon's wisdom. Give him a one-year extension and a bump on the remaining years for $2 million. Mm. But it's conditional. He has to go back out to right field. They signed Peter Alonso as a free agent, put him on first base, and it's upgraded two positions. Get Castellanos out of there. That's who gets traded. And put Peter Alonso at first base. And listen, the whole team is better as a result.
Well, Slick Rick, they would be better, and we appreciate Funko. That would make it better if Alonso was at first and Harper was back in the outfield. I agree with that part. But I don't have any empathy that he signed a contract that everyone with a brain knew would phase out. Like, anyone with a brain seeing where baseball salary is going, like, yeah, 5, 6, 7 years from now, he's going to be underpaid considering the other stars in Major League Baseball. I don't care. That's his fault. I mean, he signed the contract. I don't understand. What is the point of contracts if we just decide, I don't like this anymore. I want to redo it.
Yeah, Hugh.
Because you outplayed your contract.
He didn't want to. He's not outplaying it right now.
No, but he was.
Not anymore.
No, he wasn't. But he was asking for money before this happened.
He did.
He was asking for money before that. So now I feel like he feels that, you know, he's been betrayed.
Betrayed. Excuse me.
Okay. When I know y'all.
Betrayed is such a strong word.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I say these things, but y'all have to step back and look at it for what it is. What did he say in his full front page writing of his?
He said
he felt betrayed.
He's hurt.
And he felt hurt.
Yeah.
What part are you missing? Why are you jumping all over me? And I'm just ad-libbing what Buddy went and sat down and had folks write for him. He had that him and his wife sat up there, and his agent said, whatever we write and whatever full page ad we taking out, it got to hit home.
I just am imagining an actual full-page ad, like the old-school newspaper.
They got to hit home.
Front page, I'm hurt.
Listen,
Bryce Harper on the Phillies.
That was a well-crafted email.
I know it was.
And you put in there the fact that you, number one, you covered all the bases. You covered the sacrifice. Like, you basically told the fans, that before I got here, baseball was dead. That's what you said. And to a certain extent, he's right. He did, like, let's be honest, he did revive the Phillies.
He did. But he was paid handsomely to come do that.
I'm not.
I mean, like, this was a two-way street.
No. No.
Like,
no,
he didn't come here for free.
Allow me to cook.
All right.
Allow me to cook.
Go ahead.
He said, and that's why he feels betrayed. Because, in a situation like that, Joe, you got to read between the lines. He said, I saved you mofos because you guys were flailing. You were in the Adubo Herrera era.
And Michael Franco and Cesar Hernandez.
And I came in this piece, and I gave you life. Yeah, I was hurt this year, but this is how you're going to repay me? And I asked for some more money, and you didn't give it to me? And then you're going to get out there, you're going to have the nerve to roll your ass out there in a press conference and talk bad about me? $50 million a year. That's the only way.
I actually, everything you said before that, I was nodding along. I get it.
$50 million
a year. He can feel that way.
I feel betrayed because I saved you.
They would look like baseball's laughingstock. 10 days after their team president says, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again. Let's just pay him more money because Hugh Douglas thinks he's hurt.
I'm just telling you, man. This is where this is going to go. There's no way. There's only one recourse here.
That's not true.
No, they just talk like
way more than one recourse.
It's only one recourse.
No, they're... How?
Pay me?
No.
Make me feel bad.
I know
money
what the one recourse was.
Money makes you feel bad.
I'm wondering how you drew the conclusion that this is the only possible recourse.
No, because it's money. It's money's the only possible recourse.
Or they could just sit down and talk
and
like
say, what do you got to say to me? You already fired the first side. Well, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to talk to the Athletic. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Well,
I'm going to talk to the Athletic.
I do agree with the point, if you're making it, that Dabrowski, is ultimately, this is his fault. He started this. He started.
He
didn't have to. The guy's been as buttoned up as anyone in baseball, and he gets on. He got messy 10 days ago for no reason.
I don't. You know what he strikes me as? A dude that ain't never been into a fight before.
Dave Dombrowski?
Yeah.
That's probably accurate.
Because if you
can't imagine like, how many scuffles Dave Dombrowski's been in.
Come on. Because you got to know that if you throw the first punch, somebody's swinging back. That's what you did. You threw the first punch. And then when he swung on you, he was like, dog, what you doing? I was just playing.
He did that thing where he like threw a punch and then turned around and walked away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dog, what you think was about to happen? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing? So the only recourse now is you got to pay me.
No.
Again, it's not the only recourse.
Only one.
No.
Well, Hughes crafted this in his brain that this is a one-way street.
It's
an insane. How about we just call it for what it is? Bryce Harper soft for firing back to the Athletic. Soft.
I'm just waiting to see if he does this. Because then I'm going to Odyssey and I'm asked for a fight.
I know. See, this is really, it's about Hugh. Because, right, if Bryce gets paid, I could hear Hugh running up
our
down the hallway.
Are sweating.
It's tough to work with these guys. I need help. I need a financial apology.
I am hurt by Joe Giglio's comments
yesterday.
I'm going
to go in the office and I'm going to tell Rod, I can't work under these conditions anymore.
You think they'll buy that or they'll laugh right out of the building?
No.
In this industry? More money?
They're going to pull out a big...
Then I'm going to go to the Athletic and I'm going to write a story.
They're going to pull out your HR file.
Kyle. But I'm going to get somebody, I'm going to get one of my smart friends to craft me an email. And I'm going to send it with some real big words.
Yeah, like what words?
Yeah, like the ones you made up today.
No, I'm going to use some real words. I'm going to use real words.
You need to use made up words so they think that it came from you.
I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to be in my feelings.
Yeah, again, it comes back to being about you. We get it.
Podcast, Hugh Douglas, lawyers up.
215. The Bryce Harper situation,
do you
lawyers
hear
up.
What do you people say about me on a daily basis?
That actually might be your best leg to stand on. You might get some payoff.
I've never been through this kind of
not even the ones we read. Like, yeah. We could scroll through.
Yeah. You might have a case there. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. On the Eagles, are they fully back in your mind? The A.J. situation, was that a coincidence yesterday? It wasn't for me. They played their best football without A.J. Brown. And Bryce Harper, was it soft or justified to run to the Athletic and give those quotes about being hurt? It was totally soft. I think Dombrowski was wrong, but Harper's also soft here. Like, talk like grown-ups. Plus, we'll get to the rest of Sunday's NFL action, our takeaways as well. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who'll win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.